People. I'm Dominic Heslop, the One Devotion, and you're listening to Young, Gifted and Black, a showcase of poetry by young African poets from the Hype Network in South Yorkshire. This podcast is in partnership with Rotherham's Rima for Black History Month and shines a spotlight on five brilliant female African poets. Our first poet is the mighty Dene Wellington. Dene is a Jamaican-British poet, storyteller, singer and performer. She's also the founder of Nayara School of Arts in Sheffield, supporting young people from African diaspora backgrounds.
Lessons from Mama. Mama, why you never tell me I was a beautiful black girl? That one day my black would be a whitewashed spectacle for colonial eyes in this rat race struggle. Me learn them things the hard way. How strangers would drain the last of my dignity from the well of my heart. The famine that sweep through the island of my body, leaving me begging to drink from any cup that held love. Me smoke my way through. The curve of my lips clinging to the last of my spliff, blowing sanctified herbs in the faces of demons, until they scurried away to find new homes. But always they returned with a vengeance. My unholy crucifixion. My fight my way through. You know, see the scars upon my heart. Them show themselves as I spill my guts through my esophagus. The purple bruises across my knuckles. The muddied blood oozing along your shiny coffee table. You're really going to tell me not to make a mess of it? Am I insulting a pride whiter than master's male privilege? Mama, why you never teach me about a strong black woman? You teach me all for wear shame as my garment, my shroud of secrecy. You'd attack the beating he'd dish out to you, fattening you up with curses underneath his breath, lashings precisely aimed at your heart. Take what was given even though it killed you to your core. There were times when you closed the door and poured down like a monsoon. Your groans and silent prayers lingered, heavy in the dead air. Had us walking around a vacant home, eyes dark and distant. All this lodged inside my chest, a sharp sword of silence that cut through brick like water. Halfway smile. I remember the day I brought you home, my arms clinging to the pastel yellow box. I turned the key in the lock and entered a house filled with the stale smell of half-fried dumplings from the night before. The frying pan still on the side, the greasy spatula waiting to fry some more. The days were reminiscent of summer. All that light pouring through my vacant flat. Everything in its place, as it was. But the difference was you. Tiny little flowers danced along your box. My clammy fingers hesitated to open this container that carried life itself. I unwrapped the 8 inches of your tiny body, the fleshy, almost translucent skin that was yours, a life so perfect but not fully formed. Fragile fingers rested gently across your chest in the same position I'd find your father in, playing his guitar. Closed eyes and pursed lips, a smile that says, almost. I'm half here and half there, a halfway smile. I was afraid to cradle you in my palms for fear I would disturb the perfection surrounding you, fear you would be broken, your skin like cold jelly underneath my fingers. A strange sensation. my tiny human, halfway here, halfway there, your halfway smile, perfectly formed. Last days with Maria. I remember you in that sky blue cement house. Overripe mangoes perfuming the air, ready to leave the arms that birthed them. The spangled claws of the soursop tree reaching towards your window to catch a peek. You sway to dusk gardenias for the third time, pouring pitch black cafe bustello from your porcelain pot. Your veined hands swirling love into my sweet condensed milk tea. I sip from my favorite white opaque cup, weathered by its many times used and washed, ushering the warmth of you into my chest. The silk in your voice paints me soft with the sounds of do, re, mi, fa, sol. Your Havana fingers played songs that lilt with the ebb and flow of days long gone. Another life. Melodies conquering the command of Mr. Sutherland's hands guiding your waist, and that ached for the sun you couldn't touch. I would find you on bended knees with the Lord's Prayer perched on the edge of your lips, a hymn that grew wings and flew. I remember you arming me with psalms that lived beneath your tongue, knowing one day soon I would need them. Like the night Sylvia's voice broke through, a lump ballooning in her throat and spewed itself like bile down the telephone. And denial shot through my spine, tore through my five-year-old hands that tried to shake you back to life. But you wouldn't budge. Always a bull-headed woman. There was no waking up from this deep sleep. And there were no goodbyes. No good night, Denden.
Our next poet is Taina Meneas. Taina has been part of the Hive Network since she got involved in the Youth Word Up in 2017. She is currently a law student and hails from the beautiful Caribbean country of Haiti.
From the day I swam out of the placenta, to escape the amniotic cage, the chains of life clamped tight around my ankles. Oh, freedom, save me from my slavery. The obedience owed to my creators has sacrificed the flight of a wild bird, keeping me a pet in my own home. Oh, freedom, save me from this nest. From flying from the cocoon that holds me, to being captured by responsibilities, my hunters, and having consciousness as my guard. Oh, freedom, save me from my captivity. From escaping to my wonderland, I am imprisoned by Captain Anxiety, and tortured by General Depression. Oh, freedom, save me from my sentence. From my release from age, the weight of the years pinned my bones to that painful bed. Oh, freedom, save me from my agony. As I close my eyes to set my soul free from my body, as my spirit embraces liberty, oh, freedom, I've made myself your slave.
9 p.m. stroll, Riverside, Bristol.
The roads are half busy, with taxis picking up drunken lads to deliver them to new bars and pubs. At Imran's Kebab, groups of friends kick about jokes. The laughter drifts over the counter, shizzles in time to chicken wings falling into hot oil. The guy leaning against the ceramic tiles wipes his hands on a stained apron. Outside, the stench of cigarette smoke escapes on the breath of loudmouth students, mingles with the greasy steam in the summer air. The strip light brightness of student flats trumps the darkness of the hour. Through a window, girls giggle around an overcrowded kitchen, oblivious to the young man framed in the window below, with only a desk lamp, books, his hand holding a pen. The Last Africans. A cord, a string, an insignificant piece of wood. A movement, a sudden knock, gave a melody to a fool. Music is born. Glory to the sound, sing the people of the village. More knocks and more moves. A culture governing the loud hips of these melanin-rich women. The voodoo and bountiful designs are found in their architecture and perfected by these Israelites to celebrate the birth of music. Culture, the granddaughter of religion, has shown to us a thousand hidden layers of joy before the pearlmen came from the deep end of the sea and took it all away.
Next up, we have Zimbabwean British poet Sile Sibanda. Sile has worked with Hive since 2016 and has presented various Hive events and open mics. Last year, she won the BBC Radio Sheffield's This Is Me presenting competition and became the host of The Vibe Show. Now you can find her on Evenings with Sile Sibanda. You should definitely go check her out.
This is I Wanna Be. I wanna be a singer, standing on a stage as fans shout my name. I want to be a dancer, dancing in a dark room with dimmed purple lights so I can channel my inner Janet Jackson. I want to be a painter, repainting the Mona Lisa so I can make her smile. I bet you she has perfect teeth underneath all that misery. I want to be a chef, cooking dishes from different countries in my kitchen, Chicky's Cafe. I want to be a doctor, diving into the scary worlds of A&E, healing deprived, damaged and distressed souls, putting them back together again. I want to be a lawyer, lying like, "You see, Judge, the victim ran into my defendant's knife. He ran into her knife 10 times. I want to be a scientist, experimenting on different things, exploring new discoveries and opening new possibilities. As a kid, I wanted to be so many different things, if only there were more hours during the day. But as I grow up, I never lose faith because I can be anything and anyone I want to be. All I want to ask you is, what do you want to be?" This is Behold. Standing in front of the mirror, what do you see? Behold a girl who's insecure about her body. Behold a girl who wants to live up to everyone's expectations, making sure that they are happy before herself. Behold a girl who has a future laid out piece by piece, but doesn't know what to do because reality hit. Behold a girl who can't be fully engaged in anything because her mind is all over the place. Behold a girl who wants to be perfect in every way, but there is no such thing. Magazines, TV, radio, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, y'all ain't helping. In society, we are slaves to the perfect life. We see images of what you could have, the imaginary life. Behold a girl who desires to have that life, who wants to fit into this society. Can anyone just shake her and tell her, be you, be unique. There's nothing more special than being different. Instead, behold a girl who has the world on her shoulders. Behold a girl who has tried her best to make a life, an identity for herself, and succeeded. Behold a girl I am proud to call me and say yes. Yes, I am that girl. This is Arms of Love. Lend me your hand to build a town. A town with rivers of flowers, where going to school without a smile is illegal. Rick and Morty are in the school's curriculum. Chuckle Brothers are forever in our hearts. Made of steel, united, strong. Let's build a town where hatred and discrimination are distant whispers in the wind, unable to settle. Love and compassion are songs that fill our hearts. We go together like wine and cheese, yin and yang, strawberries and chocolate, dessert before dinner. Let's build a town on water. Forever moving, accepting, flexible, without set to stone pessimistic beliefs. Let's build a town on our fertile soil, with a rainbow garden, filled with a radiant community, optimistic teachers with youthful minds, graceful police, blessed doctors, liberating elders, all teaching our vibrant youth. Let's build a town on diversity, on encouragement, where we are all equal. It's not the exterior that's important, it's what's inside that counts. Our mother tongue isn't all we know, we have sister tongues too. I would like to take children from different countries and teach them my language and watch people's mouths drop as they say, Yegela uthando lube ngamaZulu, achithekele tshanini edabukakusa. Let our love be the dew droplets falling on the grass every dawn. We all come from one family, Rotherham's family.
Next, we have Verta Loom, who's been part of the Hive Network for 4 years. Verta has just started studying nursing and social work. She hails from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Remembering. As I peep through the hole in my wooden door, I see the figure of my grandfather. His smile is bright as the yellow paint on my bedroom wall. His eyes like a stormy sea, tears flowed in waves. Inside his crowded brain, it's a busy jungle, and discovered lonely strands of grass, lonely trees, and the smell of dampness. Here, love is broken into 1,000 pieces of memories impossible to rebuild. His chest is filled with lost treasures, stuffed full with emotions there are no word for, the lid pressured to burst. Washed ashore by its shoes are bits and pieces of bent kisses, soft hands and cold feet. It's just a story we live in my closet, my favorite sweater. Blood red like the color of the sea and spotty like the skin of a leopard. You see, I wear him despite his size and the season and the fact that is old and ripped, dripping with souvenirs that were never lived. Dark secrets that weigh heavier than him. He reads my stories in my dreams, but I've never seen his grave. It's unclear whether he's alive or dead. He draws kisses on my cheeks just to wipe them off, leaving me wanting more. We meet everywhere, but he's never around. I catch him smiling from the corner of my brown eyes, like he's standing so close to me. So I chase him for hours just to realize that he's a figment seen through the hole in my wooden door. The cut. The blade understands my pain, it doesn't judge. The seconds of numbness take away the hunger for a homeland, a city, a culture, and a river that I have been displaced and swept off of. The blade offers a sharp kiss that causes only blood and scars, like I'm being washed up against the rocks. Its cuts are my watch. I wear them on my wrist. Falling in love with everything that hurts, and every stare I get heals with a slit in my earth. It feels good to crave the danger sense of non-survival was slain before the blade that mingles my tears with blood. So long sleeves are my bodyguard. I sleep with them. I dream about them and I wake up with them. All around me are blinded by my smile, but inside the river's raging and it's pulling me under. So pretension has built up a wall to mask them all against the banks of my angry and my sadness. So I'd baptize myself in the red water, I'll stay under in the river, and then I'm no longer drowning. It makes me feel like I can overcome anything. My joy was a gentle stream. Now my sadness is an ocean of powerless ambitions and feeble attempts to swim to shore. I've no energy to remain. Whenever I fail to reach land, I cut more. When they fade, I cut deeper. My people's respect was stolen, just like their crowns. My people faced the hardest prejudice, survived the relentless punches of stereotypes. My people escaped slavery, but they're still mentally caged. Their melanin makes them criminals. They are pierced with blind hopes, bleeding freedom without being freed. My people surrendered before being forced to swallow their pride, abide and keep quiet. My people hide behind accents, expensive food and champagne to conceal the fact that they pretend to be everyone else by themselves. My people smell of oppression, they sing spirituals when the moon is half asleep. My people have struggled and fought by the skin of their teeth and tunnels, the flail, the strength, wet winged. They've soared as high as doves, they're black doves. My people claim our lives matter, but they are still denied the most basic human right. My people fight for insight. They plead guilty to crimes they never committed. My people are told they are born in the wrong skin and don't deserve a crumb of mercy. My people were robbed of their robes and glory. They create sculptures to replicate shadows of their buried culture to help make sense of the puzzle. My people are whipped with inequality, bound to toils and struggles. They've established laws to feel secure and stop themselves protesting to preserve what's left to the dignity and to wake the strength that's lost in translation.
Last but not least, we have Wardy Yassin. Wardy is a veteran of the Hive Network and South Yorkshire's young writers from back in the day. Wardy is doing so well right now, flying a flag for British Somali young poets. And she won the New Poets Prize in 2018 for her debut pamphlet, Tea with Cardamom, and has just recently been shortlisted for the Women's Poetry Prize.
Searching for my father's tree. I expected a willow tree with an answer as to why my father never wears jeans. Its sturdy bark able to withstand a field of fallen kin in the year of malaria. We translated it as rip at the back. Chethi Dabodha. And he allowed us to. With each leaf, I imagined a testimony to the years spent in post-colonial schools. Never learning to hate his face. My father's tree, the only tree in this abad holding on to something. Its small cuts like sun-dried lips speaking his name. When I found it, a spectacle at dawn, a wayfarer rooted, where Ayeyo birthed him into the palms of our village. O father, the flowering hibiscus growing at its base. Stories of boys and men. I know of boys who have killed and have been killed. Boys who would die for postcodes and houses they do not own. Who hold their 14-year-old brother's hands and mould them around knives, hammers, blades, their knuckles unkissed gang signs. I know of husbands who sleep lopsided. One eye on the fire escape, the other on a nursing wife. Wallahi, she's seen the back of him running more times than she's opened the front door to his salam. They are tired of hiding the hegbed in Ayeya's gold. I know of boys who smile at me in respect, whose names paralyze the ear. Boys who I differentiate by dusk and dawn with their limited light. I know of young men who survived desert walk along godless plains, Kenyan refugee camps inside crates, the grieving sea, cold hands feverishly pulling at fabric. I know of fathers who burned their memories and frayed their tongues, men who have gained nothing, whose children are conscripted to the war they fled. Turning the streets, the living rooms, their mothers' wombs into graveyards. And I know those women who wear emptiness, like phones that ring out unanswered. Mothers whose backs buckle under the weight of storms. I know of sisters who keep tally. Cavendish Court. She keeps inviting me in. Won't understand why I can't walk through the front door with a blue bag filled with henna and a fresh cotton dress. Won't understand why I can't massage her knees anymore with black seed oil, that I'm dangerous now. I stand by the front window and laugh at her laugh through this prism of love. I ask of her day and she recounts routine and phone calls home, the floods in Bur'o, how the city flows backwards into the villages. And when she talks of her daughter, chides her grandsons, I hear in her voice she is chief of her household again, Hurricane Aisha, drinking too much tea, cardamom, ginger, too much sugar. Sunnis's chuckle steams the pain. My eyes are glassy portholes. I know she forgets things, but never her salah, wudu in the kitchen sink. I know she sleeps less, so the nights are longer. Inside, I catch my father slouched over the coffee table, handpicking the bones of dates. Her arms are soft olive branches, and I distract her when she reaches out. Something in me comes undone. I think of how love can take form in a face, how it stands there on the other side of glass. Here, we are small mirrors of each other, Sundas and I, in a fishbowl of youth. And before we go, the same advice. Be wary of boys who don't walk through the front gate. Remember you have a good mother, good father. Don't be seen in bad places and find Allah everywhere. I leave carrying an empty Sainsbury's bag. Her du'as echoing in the street, guiding me home.
You've been listening to Young, Gifted and Black, a Hive podcast in partnership with Rima for Black History Month 2020. I'm Dominic Heslop, the One Devotion, Red, Gold and Green to the world. Peace.